Stories That Matter, a Hawkwood podcast. This year, Hawkwood held Seed Festival, planting big ideas. As well as music and talks celebrating and inspiring environmental change, there were also workshops offering practical tips on how to leave a smaller environmental footprint. In this mini-series of practical pods, we'll hear about the everyday changes we can make to be more sustainable. In this episode, Cloudy Williams on using less plastic.
I'm Cloudy Williams, and I'm here today at the Seed Festival to do a talk on life without plastic, and the subtitle is Simple Solutions to a Complicated Problem. I was increasingly frustrated by the amount of plastic in my life, probably over the last 10 years. And in 2015, I found myself swimming in what I call just a plastic soup in the Mediterranean on a really lovely holiday off a really beautiful, pristine beach. And it really got me thinking. And I had a sense of danger, confusion, upset. And when I went on the internet and looked for solutions, I was surprised not to be able to find people that give advice on how to live without plastic. And I was searching and searching. And while I was searching, I came across more and more evidence of plastic pollution, microplastic, which I'd never heard of. This is in 2015. And then eventually I saw a post about 13 sperm whales that had been beached up in Germany on the north coast. They had been opened up and their stomachs were full of plastic. And, you know, that day when I saw that, it was something happened to me and I thought, I don't want to be part of this anymore. I buy plastic every day. I'm frustrated by it. I don't understand recycling. It seems to change. I don't know where it goes. I don't know what to put in the box. I was just confused. So I just said, I'm not going to buy any plastic for a year and just really teach myself how to live in a different way. So that's how it started. For us now, we've done it for we're in our fourth year of not buying any plastic unless we really can't avoid it. So that would be medicines or something like that, or maybe something like a car or a computer or a phone. So I'm not, you know, I'm not the type of eco-warrior that has nothing. You know, we live a fairly normal life and we have jobs and the kids go to university and school and things like that. So what we concentrate on is single-use plastic, disposable plastic, plastic that just is unnecessary. And the way we do it is our first thing is that we ask ourselves, do we need this thing that we want to buy? And then the second one is, how can I get it unpackaged? Can I make it myself? Can I get it secondhand? Can I swap? Can I borrow? Can I get it locally? Can I get it directly? So in terms of food buying, we buy our food locally from the farm shops, from the farmers market, directly from growers, directly from producers. And we carry that through all of the areas of our household. So that applies to cleaning. We just simplify our cleaning routines right down to just one or two or three ingredients, a brush, a block of soap, a little bit of vinegar, that sort of thing. So it's like over the last 4 years, we've weaned ourselves off all the products that we thought we needed. Innocently, all of us think, you know, this is what we need in our lives. And then you find out, actually, if you discipline yourself not to buy those things, you can find really simple solutions. You know, we have bamboo toothbrushes. We make our own toothpaste to avoid plastic tubes. You know, we just make things from scratch. We drink loose tea. We have milk delivered from our local farm. It's those kind of simple options that we actually all really know are there, but we haven't made the effort to change our lives and form these new habits. And now for us and my family, these are the habits. This is how we plan our lives out. And it's become just the new normal. And sometimes it's hard for me to understand why everybody isn't just doing this, because we must have reduced our plastic by in the high 90% of what we buy. And if we can do that and still live completely normal lives, and no one from the outside would be able to tell, you know, we wear lots of secondhand clothes and things like that. No one knows. And it's very, very simple. So yeah, the solutions can be very simple if you put your mind to it. I think cosmetics and toiletries is a really great thing to tackle for us. And I was not in the habit of making those type of things myself. And I thought maybe it's too complicated or in terms of toothpaste, maybe it's kind of more a medical thing and I shouldn't make my own toothpaste. But I very quickly learned that I really enjoyed making things like my own deodorant or my own hand cream or lip balm or massage oil. And then I realized that once you have the sort of basic ingredients, you can make many different things with those ingredients. Also, another really wonderful revelation to me, and I can't think now why I didn't think of it sooner, was that I love herbal teas. And it wasn't until I realized that tea bags have plastic in them that I realized I can't buy herbal teas anymore. And then I was scrambling around thinking, where can I buy loose tea? Where can I get it? And then one day I'm standing in my garden and I'm looking around and I'm thinking, my gosh, Cloudy, you've got lots of plants in the garden that are herb teas. Why are you looking for a solution to buy? So I went around my garden and I counted and I had 12 herbs that I can pick fresh and make fresh tea with, or I can just dry them in bunches and have them over the winter. So it's those kind of where you have to kind of switch your brain away from, again, consumption and buying things that are made for you and realize what's in your environment. You know, you could even forage those kind of teas, some of them on a walk or something like that. Cleaning products were kind of a really interesting thing to get our heads around, because I did a sort of a little audit around the house just to see how many cleaning products we were using. And it was actually really staggering once I sort of brought them all into one place and looked at them. And it occurred to me that we're sort of led to believe that we need a different cleaning product, a different spray, a different thing for every single thing that we clean. And then I went online, which is a great resource. You know, you can find people that, for instance, in America, there's a great tradition of homesteading and they just make things out of necessity. They make things themselves. And I quickly found out that you can clean very effectively with bicarbonate of soda and a vinegar and just simple soap. Or some people use substitute borax, which is a sort of vegetable derivative. And then so in the beginning, I tried to make products with all of these different kind of natural ingredients and tried to imitate the kind of the sprays and the scouring products that I would have used. But then over time, I began to think, why am I even putting this much effort into this when I can just use a block of soap and a brush and occasionally use vinegar for like mirrors or tiles or sinks or things like that. So for me, the whole journey was one of simplifying further and further and further. And the big kind of lesson from that is that your consumption just goes down. So not only your plastic waste goes down, but all of your packaging waste goes down. And you just, things just become so simple. So at the end of the day, for me, it's all about reducing consumption. That's where that non-plastic journey took me to. I think for us, doing it a 1 year of no plastic meant it was very extreme, but it meant our learning curve was really steep and we changed our lives really quickly. So within the, you know, after a month, second month, third month, our waste went down to almost nothing. And that was a really amazing experience. But I think for a lot of people, maybe that is not the way they want to approach it. And that's absolutely fine. I think it's fine to tackle one thing a month, you know, maybe your bathroom 1 month and really engage with that and find your own solutions. You know, for me, simplicity is the solution. For other people, maybe they want to tackle that in a different way. But I would say it is so worth doing every little thing that you can, you know, take it step by step if you want to, or do it more radically. It doesn't matter as long as you just start on that journey and it will pull you along.
Thanks for listening to Stories That Matter, a Hawkwood podcast. To find out more about Hawkwood, Seed Festival, and to read Cloudy's blog, follow the links in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your friends. This episode was produced by Laura Bing, with music by Daisy and her Cora, playing an original composition, Berta.